welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Everything's going to be just fine. Are you at home? Are you with your family? Do you want to be with your family? Are you with your family? Deep down, you're glad you're with your family, but you're still stressed. Are you wishing you were with your family? Do you miss your family? What is it? What is it that you are thinking? Well, I hope you're having a good Thanksgiving. And this show today was, we forgot last week when we did the show with Jay Larson. We just did an after show because we were still feeling pretty energetic. And then we realized, wait, we're not going to be around next week. So we're glad we did it. We're glad we did it. Right? You doing all right? Are you? Well, so here it is. It's the after show. And I guess that's it. I hope you're having a good Thanksgiving. I think I said that already. On behalf of me and Aristotle and John Brand Wagner, Eric Olson, Katie Levine, Todd Glass, Joe McKenzie. Stop it already, right? You know, we hope you're having a joyous holiday. John Brand Wagner, how you doing today? You're good? Right? What a thing to be thankful for. That I get to go in there every week and be with the greatest people. Seriously, no bullshit. I don't ever take that for granted. I love it. That's why I like to do 7-hour shows. Would you want to leave? And you're great. And you're special. And I'll fucking punch you right in your face if that's the way you need to hear it. Maybe you need a little love punched at you. Right? Oh, only Todd Glass gets it.
Honey!
Oh, I'm at my parents' house in Philadelphia. And I'm having a good time. A lot of deep breathing. Hey, but my mom probably got, she's got a deep breathe too when she's around me. Probably. I come in, put this there, let's do this. But you know what? I really enjoyed it. Hold on. I'm going to sneeze. Achoo! Wow. What's that expression? I sneezed the truth? Oh, I said I enjoyed being home. There's some cute. She has 4 cats. And they're pretty cute. They're the type of cats you could mush and squeeze, turn upside down. And then she has a puppy. Like, I don't want to get into it, but I mean, I don't want to get into it because I can't explain what type of puppy it is. I'm going to sneeze again. Is that bad? It's probably because... Achoo! Oh, boy. All right, so I'm home in Philadelphia, but I didn't do any shows while I was here. But I'm coming back in January to work at Helium, like the 3rd week in January. So, all right. Enjoy the show. Goodbye. Vinny, you good? Okay. See, I make sure. Where the hell's...
Now entering Nerdist.com.
sure it's the after show. I know how to do it. I know how to do it right. I know how to produce a show. I'm not stupid. I know what people need. Let this song soak in. Let it soak in. Let it transform your body. It doesn't even matter what the words are, but they're important too. Get some reverb. Words are overrated. Not funny.
Listening to your beauty, wherever I live. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely. Lift me like an olive branch, be my homeward dove, and dance me.
I mean, this is beautiful. He just passed away, right?
Yeah.
I should say die.
Yeah, dance me to the end of love. Let me see your beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel your movement like they do in the end of love.
Is it rude if I think I could do it? I mean, listen, listen.
Dance me. Dance me to the and
don't you have any like?
Well, no, when are you gonna start singing?
Dancing, dig the.
Oh yeah, you're playing the recording.
No, no, this is me. Listen,
dancing to the.
No, because that sounds exactly like Leonard Cohen.
Dancing to.
Am I as good as him? Be honest. Play the real him, if you don't mind. Play the real him. I don't want you to close your eyes, everybody. Close your eyes.
Dance me to the wedding now. Dance me on and on. Dance me to the wedding and dance into the night.
Why does the music cut out of that recording?
Dance me all the time and dance into the
rhythm. Are you going to start singing at any point, or is it just going to be Leonard Cohen the entire time?
That was me. Play the real Leonard Cohen. No, no bullshit.
I've been playing it the whole time.
Play the real. Is it Leonard Cohen? I want to get this gentleman's name right. I am familiar with him, but I could get his name wrong after I got lambasted from Jay Larson about Feast and Fest. This is the real him.
Both of us above. Dancing to that time, and that's the wedding just above. Dance.
I'm 90% kidding, but a little bit. I mean, is mine that bad?
Dancing to.
Can I? You know the problem? I need more reverb. That, sure, that's the problem.
I didn't hear any problem.
Dancing to the morning until the night of love. Dance into the...
Right, enough. This is the opening, folks. Reverb out. Well, hello, everybody. It's the after show with Todd Glass. How you doing?
Good.
Hippopotamus, we found out on the early show. Whatever we call the show. This could be a shelf show. These are fun shows. It's like we're in a bunker, and we never know when the show we're doing right now is going to be released. Could be there's a tornado and we can't get to the studio, but this is a show that will go into a capsule. Maybe it'll be available this week. We don't know what, but right now, no pressure on shows like this. It's just pure us. John Brent Wagner, what do you have to say?
Oh, everything.
Okay, enough time. So, it's very exciting. We don't know what we're going to do. It's like, wow. It's just this crazy show that will be just...
It's like extreme. It's like just edgy. It's just
sure it's edgy.
Oh, real stuff.
Edgy.
And raw.
Edgy, sure. We have a summer concert series about a fall concert series. A performance later by an orchestra.
Ooh.
Yes, we're gonna have an orchestra later in the show doing for the part of the fall concert series.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Wow, that'd be good.
That's amazing. Do
you think we have enough for an after show? Is this what are we? Does it get you nervous ever? What are we going to talk about? Do we give people their money's worth? We have a lot of things. Aristotle,
there's a pretty big
subject to tackle that you tackled on last week's intro, but I mean, still lots even know if I want to talk about.
I know, but I'm afraid to. I think people need to forget. You know, that's an interesting question. As far as Donald Trump goes, do you talk about it more? Do you keep it for the opening when we're like? Does it ruin what is your honest input?
I had forgotten about it until now.
Yeah, thanks, Aristotle.
That's the world we live in now.
Wow, I can't believe you
ruined my night.
Thanks a lot. People like him.
By the way, there's a story behind that. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
My friend Chris Kosa, 25 years ago on stage, got mad at a heckler. He goes, you know what? It's people like you that make people like me people like you. And I remind him, it's great. And now he's sucking up dirt. No. I just worked with him last weekend. But anyway, it's people like you that make people like me people like you. Shut that guy up. Shut him up. So what I'd like to do is, number one, let's take time. Oh, so the Trump thing.
You can't ignore the oncoming storm.
Aristotle, I've never seen you so rebellious before. I'm going to say exactly what I said on the opening. All the answers we don't know, there are going to be questions on what do you do and, you know, how do you go forward? How do you make, yeah, I get it. I just listen for the brilliant people. I really do. I try to, I'll tell you what I said in the opening. If you know anybody that says anything that can be helpful. But in the meantime, I'm not implying what I'm about to say, repeating what I said in the opening, is the answer to everything, because it's not. Make sure you take the love out into the streets. Just make sure you don't walk around your house in a funk. And then you go to the bank and you're not extra friendly. The world could need extra friendliness. So just.
It's a ripple effect.
Well, yeah.
It's a ripple effect. And it's not bullshit. You could feel the difference. I think I feel it because it seems so overwhelmingly obvious. Sometimes I think, am I just. No. People are open to a little bit of warmth. And you could throw it tastefully and make sure you do it. Otherwise, I have no compassion if you're not doing that, I find it hard to have compassion for when you tear up. I get it. When you worry about a certain group of people, all that's normal. But I'm saying it makes all that normal stuff look not crazy if you're doing that and bringing love to the streets. Otherwise, I think it's just a game for you, a reason to place where you might already be at emotionally. It's okay to tear up about this, but also if I watch you tear up about it, but then you go to the bank and you go to Vaughn's and you're not being... No, what are you doing? Throw a lot of love when you're out there. That's a tangible thing that you could do instantly. It doesn't cost anything. You don't have to start a movement. It'd be great if you could do that too, but I'm saying if all you do is just be extra sweet when you're out there in the world,
well,
the fuck you want.
Well, I was going to say the end goal isn't any different. It's just the path to getting there is different than what we all kind of expect.
Which is another good way to look at it, too. Now, are you embarrassed that you promised me that Donald Trump... by the way, you should have heard me on the show last week. All my positivity. Duncan, you know how much trust I put in you? You and Lawrence O'Donnell really made me look horrible.
I felt so bad at posting that episode.
I know. Well, you heard on the opening I did say
it. You still won the popular vote.
Oh, great. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, so she's president?
Oh, yeah, so she's president? No, is she president? Oh, my God, Hillary's president!
Duncan said it.
It was coming from a sense of, like, there was going to be a majority of people who still cipher. Like, I forgot the whole technicality. I don't know. Like, I admit that I oversold it, but, like, I felt more people were going to err on her side in general.
Well, can I tell you something?
Still happened, just differently.
It did, and that's why I opened the show today with Lynn Shore singing. If you need a hand, sure, we other shows say it, but we if you need a hand, I can help. I know, sure. Right? You want to sing along? Put people in a good mood? This is what we're trying to do. See how close we can get. A little less reverb. How good do you think we can do this? To George Carlin. Ready?
Well, if you've got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this, I can help. I've got two strong arms, I can help.
Here we go.
It would sure do me good.
Yes, it's a fact.
It's a fact that people get lonely. It ain't nothing new. But a person like you should never have the blues. So let me help.
Let me help. Let
I've
me
got
help.
Two for me. Let me help. It would sure do me good. Do you good? I can help. Ba 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 do ba ba do be do be da.
Just you.
Can you do that one more time?
This is how I get up every morning now. Let's soak this
one
in.
One more time, one more.
You know why we're playing this? Because this is saying all the energy you want out of your body, got it out. This is like it's almost like revival, like, you know. Wow! Yeah! Come on!
Can you do that one more time?
Come on, one more time.
Do it just one more time. One more.
Time. Oh. He just keeps doing it. Do it more. I can handle it more.
Can you do that one more time? Do it just one more time.
One more time. Wow, why is that so much fun? I don't mind that a little bit of the song's in there. It reminds you where he was eventually going to go. I forget sometimes. But that's the song. He eventually starts singing. Listen, I want everyone to take a deep breath. I know sometimes you guys get nervous. Take a deep breath. Boom, shut up. Like it's that stressful. He's over there. Let's all take deep breaths. But they're not natural. They're like you're in too much pain. Deep breaths are supposed to still be... But, like, you're supposed to be graceful, but, like, be a group of people in yoga, and the teacher notices their deep breaths are, like, off-putting. Okay, class, I need everyone to take a deep breath in. Okay, and let it out. Okay, everybody, take a breath. Another breath. We don't want to be... A deep breath. Everybody, a deep breath in. A deep breath in.
Oh.
No, deep breath. A deep breath. Ready? One, two, three. All right, listen. All right, and let it out. Okay, there's no right way to do it. There's no right way. There's no wrong way. Just, I want to make sure you're taking a deep breath. There's no, you don't need to use your vocal cords, maybe. Just a deep breath. Here we go. One, two, take a deep breath in. By the way, wouldn't it be great to do a flash mob and do that in a yoga class? Just enough they wouldn't know that you were... Nah, that'd be disrespectful. Well, I'm a new person now. I think about my actions.
In the Trump world, you have to.
Thank you. God, I'm so edgy. So this is the new part of the show where I just relax. I don't worry like I used to. I don't worry. I'm calm. sent this in, John Brand Wagner.
Todd Glass, oh, Todd Glass, I listen to the show.
Oh, I like it.
Todd Glass, oh, Todd Glass, I listen to the show. I listen to make me happy, even when I'm feeling blue. Oh boy, it's the Todd Glass Show.
I love it. Play it again. I want to hear it again. You know what? It reminds me how important songs are.
Todd Glass. I thought you were going to say you are.
I was.
Now listen to the show. Todd Glass, oh Todd Glass, I listen to the show.
Thank you. Joan Baez.
I listen to make me happy.
My mom.
Even when I'm feeling blue. Oh boy, it's the Todd Glass Show.
Well, John, I have good news and bad news. The good news is that I thought that was actually really sweet. I hope, I don't know if you intended it to be, but I thought it was actually a warm song. And the bad news is that I'm going to make you do more. And now that I know
you
that you
up.
Can, you fucked up. You really fucked up this time. Oh, ask Eric and Duncan behind my back what you just did. They're going to be like, oh,
don't
no.
Don't let them know you write good.
No,
either.
Don't let them hear you have good handwriting. If you find you, Aristotle, the worst thing he ever does is, matter of fact, we have a recording, and this is the truth. It's Aristotle talk. He's leaving a message. He doesn't realize. He's talking about how he should have never told me he played the drums. Play. It's number. You know which one it is. I think he's talking to like a family member, but we somehow. I don't know how we got.
We WikiLeaked it.
So it's Aristotle talking to somebody. It's obviously he's on the phone. I mean, that's obvious.
Look, Mom. I know this was a big deal, and I'm super glad. Finally, I've gotten this job, but I think I fucked up. I told Todd I'd know how to play drums, and now he's constantly asking me to play drums. It's like I...
Pause it for 1 second before we play the rest of it. This is not really fair to play in front of Aristotle, because he does go on to say... He says nice things about me, but he's definitely complaining, so...
Oh, his face is red right now.
I know. I feel bad. I'll play the rest of this, because he gets very adamant about how he feels.
I know I love playing drums. It's my favorite thing to do, and I know Todd's an amazing comedian, and it's a huge honor to be working on a show, but I mean, I can't even do my job because he's constantly asking me to run over to the drums. I don't know what to do. Should I tell him that I was just kidding and I never learned? I was just showing off.
How do you tell somebody, oh, I was joking, I can't really play the drums? Well, wait, I saw you, but that was more of a gimmick. I can't keep up with that.
You know my good handwriting? I can't really do that.
Yeah, that was just... I was doing an impersonation of... Hey, so James Adomian is really jealous because we do impersonations.
Well, they're easy.
Well, I thought they... 1%. So he's telling me now that's my thing. He goes, just because you're good at it doesn't mean it's... Like, for instance, he's mad because we can do, and he puts a lot of work into it. He listens to it, but I can do... We can all do Bernie Sanders. Can we all do Bernie Sanders?
Yeah.
1%.
99%
of the time, I can be 2%.
1% of the 2% of
the 1% of my day. 2% ice cream.
I take 1% of my day.
We get
to beat Bernie Sanders.
They're easy. You want to do anybody. All you have to do is to decide. You want to do Ray Romano.
Hey, Deborah!
Everybody, it's Ray Romano. Hey, Deborah! Deborah!
So it's not a hard thing, and I think he's upset because what were some of the others we were doing? We do...
I'm Christopher Walken.
And he's mad because he heard our Chris Matthews, and he's like, you know what, Todd? I think he goes, you're doing the version you.
Jason told me there's a pretty great Chris Matthews.
Hi, everybody.
It's Chris Matthews. So he's upset because he feels.
Hello, I'm Jesse Ventura, the governor.
Jesse Ventura.
Homosexuals want to get married. Let them get married. I'm Jesse Ventura. So he's upset because he feels that number one, he's upset because we do a lot of these impersonations, and of course, we do them spot on.
Oh, I got one.
Oh, who do you do?
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, that's how you do impersonations. Hello, everybody, I'm John. Hello, everybody, I'm Johnny Cash.
I'm John Wayne.
Hello, everybody, I'm Johnny Cash.
John Wayne.
That's it. That's all. That's how you make it. Hello, everybody, I'm Johnny Cash.
Yeah, that's not royalty.
Hello, everybody. I'm Johnny Cash.
Hey, I'm Johnny Cash. And you,
hello, everybody. I'm Johnny Cash.
I'm Johnny Cash.
Hey, I'm Johnny Cash.
Hey, everybody. I'm Johnny Cash.
But I never had a drink of water like this.
Johnny.
I hear the chainer coming. They're all around the bend. And I ain't in the sunshine. I've been talking bold and pretty, I've been going there and when the day keeps coming, they hang your head and I hear that daddy, they run that daddy, hello everybody, I'm Johnny Cash. So he's mad, basically, because we do all these
impressions.
Yeah.
We've got more range.
Hey, everybody, it's Ray Romano. Everybody. Hey,
Mom. Built a spaceship.
Mom, Ray Romano. Mom, Deborah.
Mom, don't fake from
Dad. That's the one that said.
Hello, dear. This is Tom Likas.
Tom Likas.
Hey. That bitch.
I know Whittier. So he's angry because
as he should be.
As he should be. But I'm sorry that we didn't know the impersonations. I'll be honest with you. When I first had James on the show, I could not believe his impersonations were so spot on, and they were. I would be in awe. I'd be like, you know, some people think you can't do impersonations like you used to be able to do because people aren't as large as characters as they used to be, like back in the '50s when they had more impersonators. Mm-hmm. And then James comes along. It's like, wow, he did some people no one ever did. Especially in the comedy community, that's when it really grabbed me. In the comedy community, let alone the ones that he did that everybody knew, but in also with this niche little comedy community, he would do Andy Kindler, and I didn't realize it was so easy.
Yeah, now we've exposed him.
Now we've So, for instance, you do Andy Kindler, you know.
Is this Jay Leno?
And there's another
and
two more free speech. Two more examples. I'm Eddie Pepitone.
Hey, I'm angry about something, but I also... what do you know how to contextualize it?
I'm Eddie Pepitone.
I'm Eddie Pepitone. I'm a good person.
I'm on medicine.
Look at me.
Everybody.
I have a kind heart.
Ray Romano's talking to Eddie Pepitone.
Oh, Ray.
Hey, Eddie.
Ray, why did you do the show?
Hey, shut up, Ray.
Hey, why you got yell at me, Eddie.
Oh, 34% of the time, these conversations are very silly.
2% or 1%. And the Bernie Sanders, I thought, when I first heard his Bernie Sanders, everybody was doing a Bernie Sanders. But when I heard his, I was like, shut the fuck up. And that's what makes James great. Everybody, even for the impersonations that other people do, when he does them, he finds like a little nuance. And he really just makes it, you know. But the
well, because he gets to the soul of the character.
But then I hear it, and I think, oh, everybody could do Bernie Sanders.
1%, 2%, 3%, 4%. I bring 2%.
Oh, the big banks. The big banks.
We've got to send a message to the big banks.
We got to bring a message to the
pharmaceutical companies.
No one can't have it all. 1% of 2% of 3%.
What if?
What if
trade tariffs? 1%
of 2% of. Hey everybody, it's Ray Romano. How
my
you
name
doing,
is
Bernie?
Barack Obama.
35% of the top 12%.
I'm a big fan of your work.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
It's all
Barack Obama.
Hey everybody, it's Ray Romano's. Hey, Barack Obama.
Ow! I say I'm Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Oh, do do.
Fred Stoller is a.
Hey, everybody! It's Fred Stoller.
Now do Louis C.K.
Louis C.K.
Hey, I have kids.
I have kids.
Look
my daughter is. I'm not going to use that language.
Do Norm MacDonald. I'm a piece of shit.
Norm MacDonald. We all do Norm MacDonald. So I think what we're trying to say is that guess what, James? We exposed you. Liar.
Why don't you do an impression of a comedian leaving L.A.?
Oh!
Fuck you while the moon or the sun is shining bright.
I want to fuck you.
Yes.
Oh, fuck you. I want to fuck you, baby. But your door is closed.
At least he's nice. No, because if the door's closed, you don't go fuck somebody. You need the approval, consent, and if the door's closed, it says no. This is the Todd Glass Show. I like to sing a song. And up a boo boo ba doo boo ba doo boo boo be doo be doo boo ba doo boo boo a ba 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 ba. Ba ba da ba ba da ba ba da 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 ba da 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 ba da 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 da. I did bad, bad Leroy Brown, baddest man in the whole damn town, meaner than a junkyard dog, better than
a guy you know,
better than a monster spug
guy person.
Do you have any more animals that we could guess how long they live?
Sure.
You do?
Yeah.
Do we have an intro to this? Is it the guy singing?
Wait, which one do you want?
Let's go with the guy singing.
Look for the bad
bare necessities. The simple bare necessities.
Forget about your worries
and your strife.
And
how long is the average lifespan of the Nile crocodile?
Okay, so how long is the life of the Nile? Is it a certain crocodile?
The Nile.
What type of crocodile is that? I never heard of.
They live in the Nile.
Oh, I don't have to be rude. I know a guy named Niles. Not to brag. Okay, so can't we just say crocodile? Because it's not going to help me. Niles crocodile.
Niles crocodile.
Whatever.
The American crocodile. Crocodile.
Yeah, do American crocodile. Which, by the way, was a great song.
Where are we talking about
really
a specific
rocks.
Region for the American crocodile?
The American crocodile in Florida.
Okay, so we're going to start with John Brand Wagner.
How many years there? 47.
What? Not that I'm judging. Okay, I'm next, I take it? Eric, do you know the answer so you can't play?
Average lifespan. Right?
Eric,
you know what? I technically could play and then Google it after, but...
Yeah, well, from now on, we'll do it that way. But okay. You know already the answer, right?
I do now.
Okay, so the American crocodile.
The saltwater American crocodile.
Are crocodiles saltwater?
Yeah,
okay, what
so.
Do I care?
Well, the American ones eat a little bit more like fast food.
That's the problem with American crocodiles. Okay, so you said how many years?
47.
In the nature?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say, wow, I mean, it's the average age. I mean, it's not how long they can live in captivity. It's how long they will live fighting off other animals. The crocodile is probably the top of its food chain in the water, I would imagine. I don't know if I'm right or not. I'm going to say, what did you say?
47.
I'm going to say 30, just, you know, Aristotle.
I'm going to say 6.
Wow, I think he's right for some reason. What am I doing that for, just so I can be right? I go, well, I guess this, but I said he was right. So, no, I'm going to say 30 years. Because they get big.
I know we have betting music, but could I get some intro music before I answer?
All right, here we go. Oh, do you want the guy singing?
Yeah.
You prefer that? Sure, yeah, it's your intro music. We don't tell people on this show what type of interest music.
Cool,
maybe other shows are cheap, but we have... Go ahead.
Look for the bad necessities. The simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your...
Okay.
I'm going to go with 53.
To George Carlin?
To George Carlin, 53.
Sounds like a weird guess. Sounds like you're trying to guess wrong. I ain't living 53 years. I shouldn't be cocky. You know what? I'm just doing that. Why? I have no facts at all. I apologize for my snootiness. What is the right answer? And do you remember what our answers were? What did I say?
You said 30.
Okay, I did.
What did John Brand Wagner say?
He said 43.
7.
47? Okay. And Aristotle said, what did you say?
I said 6.
And what did you say?
53, I think.
Okay, go ahead. God.
The American crocodile.
We don't want to just tell people. We make it.
That's a big gap.
Lives.
Maybe should we play the opening again? Just the opening to the revealing of the answer.
Yeah,
the guy singing, I guess.
Look for the bad necessities. The simple bare necessities.
Well, I think now would be a good time to make a quick break for your sponsor. Just kind of like everyone's paying attention right now. Like this would be the perfect time for people to tune in.
Soup, you're gonna love it. That's it.
Perfect.
We do short ads. We're pro soup. You know how there were people for milk, the milk council. It doesn't matter what milk. There's just ads for milk. We do soup. We're trying to get people to eat more soup.
Soup.
It's not for any particular soup. We're like the milk council. Just drink milk. We're like just have soup. The soup council. Okay, so go ahead. Everyone wants to know. Go ahead.
Brought to you by Soup, the American crocodile lives to be.
I'm so nervous. Okay, hold on. How many people think theirs is wrong now? You still have to keep it. How many think I wish I would have guessed closer to somebody else in the room?
Oh,
I'm pretty confident in my...
Are you pretty confident? Oh, you didn't guess. Are you pretty confident?
I wish I had your guess.
Okay, I wish I had Aristotle's. But we have what we have, and that's what we answer to. We don't go, I said Aristotle's going to be right. It just says, it's easy for me to say it now. No, I take that back to George Carlin. I own the answer that I said, 30 years.
The answer to how long
A crocodile
is the average lifespan of the American crocodile, brought to you by Soup, is 70 years.
Shut up!
Do you want to know why?
No wonder they look so wrinkly.
I guess I went so low because I was like, because you said Florida. Oh, and in my mind, they, well, no, they would eat crocodile.
They'd eat each other?
No, like people eat crocodile.
Oh.
Chicken, you know, they say a cow will eat a hamburger. But I don't know. Anthony Clark said that. I don't know if it's true. Anyway, wow, 70 years. That was really, I mean, that's is that an average age? I would love to know. Here's what I'd love to know. Is that what they could live up to, or is that just average age?
They could live up to 100. That's average.
Wow.
Fuck,
okay, can we do another one? This is fun. Why do I like this game so much? Because it's easy for me. You don't have to know anything.
But it's also
not that
learning
I'm bragging.
At the same time.
It's what?
It's also learning.
It is learning. Do we have the guy singing to intro this?
Look for the bad necessities. The simple bad necessities.
You have another one?
We should look up gorillas.
And I'm sorry for the static in the soundboard.
What kind of
we're
going
to fix it. What type of gorilla?
Silverback?
Silverback.
I'm the American Florida
okay.
gorilla.
And if I don't look it up now, I could guess.
Yeah, okay.
Let's guess.
Gorilla. All right, so I'm going to say a gorilla. Is it the gorilla that we see, like the popular type of gorilla?
Yeah,
the one we.
Well, that's offensive.
Well, if it is, I'll stop doing it. But they're adorable. When they pick bugs out of their hair and they look at it, oh!
You're making a lot of assumptions.
I'm going to say the gorilla. I'm going to go ahead and say, oh, now I'm not enjoying
Can
this game.
First?
It's stressing me out. It's too much thinking.
I'm going to go first.
Yes.
On this
what
one.
About the candy game we used to play? That was so
we
much
ran,
more
we ran
fun
out
than
of candy.
That. I know. We need to get more better researchers. Okay, go ahead. So the what type? What is this? A gorilla?
Silverback gorilla.
Just a gorilla. Can we just say gorilla?
Sure.
Because I don't know the silverback.
It's the one that you think of.
Okay, the like, one that's like, I
King,
get it.
King Kong looks like
it. Okay, I get it. That's the one
oh,
I was thinking.
Hey.
Okay, go ahead, Eric.
Can I get some intro music?
What do you want, the guy singing or just the ragtime on the piano?
The problem with the guy singing is we want to sing along every time.
Right, let's go so with the ragtime.
Bad necessity. Oh. I'm going to guess 60 years.
60 years.
60.
You can leave that play. Oh, okay. Okay, 60 years, Eric said, the gorilla, the one we all know from the Smokey and the Bandit movie.
I mean,
was that a chimpanzee or a gorilla?
That was a chimpanzee.
Okay, well, let's forget about that then.
It might have been orangutan, actually.
Orangutan? No, I should have made fun of you.
Oh, you said hippopotamus.
Oh, now we're,
I said I was sorry. I said I was sorry. Sorry. I do it while I'm doing it. Well, that's why it's good I was saying I'm sorry. So what did
fun.
You say, Eric?
60 years.
And what did you say? Let's quicken this
46.
Up. 46 years. Aristotle?
55.
A gorilla. They're wrinkly. I'm going to go ahead and say 55 years. He said 60.
That's did he three say? Times now. Three times
well,
you
I knew,
stole his answer.
Well, I didn't steal it. How could I steal it if I'm going after him? I mean, I know. What I mean is I'm... No, that I know what I'm trying to say. Why would I try to pull that off? I'm thinking the same thing he's thinking. So you're not allowed to guess what somebody else guesses?
No.
By the way, I don't know he's right. It's
well,
not
no,
like he's...
So, well, no one's assuming you're right. It's just that's the spirit of the game is everyone has to have a...
Okay,
answer.
So what did he say?
55.
I'm going to say 54.
Oh!
No, don't try to start a fight over nothing. I'm so depressed. No, I'm not depressed. I'm too George Carlin. I'm kidding. I'm starting to be overwhelmed with, you know, this game used to be fun. Now
well,
I feel
you want to win.
It stresses
it.
Me out. I don't care about the winning. It's the thinking.
That's what they all say.
Okay, go ahead. What is it? Just tell us what it is. Why do we have to guess? What are we? What are we, monkeys? You're making us jump around like orangutans. No, what is it? I'm excited to find out. I'm going to say, can I change my answer?
Sure.
Can 70, I change my 75 years. I'm serious. I heard they can live to be 75 years. I think I heard that somewhere.
The average lifespan.
75 years, I said.
Of a gorilla.
75 years. I think I'm going to be right.
Is 45 years.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Wait.
The oldest known is 60 years old.
The oldest known gorilla is 60 years old and lives with his brother, wink, wink. I mean, come on. We know what's going on there. All right, Duncan, you were right again. You know what? I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
If I had some cake in a can, I'd give it to you. We had cake in a can last week for John Wagner's birthday.
Cake in a can with a K.
How fast could you get your birthday jingle ready? I want to see how good you are.
I got it.
Let's do orangutans.
Look what Joe made him for his birthday last week. Isn't this nice? Joe, we love you. Listen, wouldn't you want a birthday message like this?
Aw, happy birthday, John Wagner.
Listen, it's great. I love it. I love it.
I just want to say happy birthday to John Wagner there running the board. I hope you have a good one, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Joe, for doing a great job for all the songs. We have to chop that up so we can do that bit again where we have to take the beginning and then we have the after we pause the brink and back into the brink. He goes, happy birthday, John Wagner. And then the music goes brink and it turns on again. We need to chop that up and have some fun.
Thanks, Joe McKenzie, for being so talented that you can create things in such a unique space in such a limited amount of time.
From the beginning, you'll know when. Thank you, Joe, for always being sending so much love. And not only are these songs fun, but they're also can be very needed sometimes. I've got rickets. You have another animal?
Yeah, Aristotle requested orangutan.
Do you want to guess or just hear the answer?
No, I want to guess, but we'll make it a little quicker. Can we get some guitar? Okay, I'm going to say for a orangutan, I'm going to guess 40 years. John Brand Wagner.
32.
I already looked it up.
38.
Say 50.
All right, now let me just take a deep breath and enjoy it. Can you tell me one thing first? Did I win?
Wait, what did you say?
40.
What did you say?
32.
What'd you say?
I said 38.
I said 50.
There's a tie.
Oh, what? How could there be a tie? We all guess different things.
You said 40?
Yeah.
And you said 50.
Oh, because it's right in the middle. It's 35.
45. Well, Donald whatever. Trump is 70 years old.
Got him.
Sorry for the erratic music changing. I'm very apologetic about the show.
But it's 45?
Mm-hmm. 45 years. Oh, let's guess this.
You know what? It's 50.
Bare necessities. The simple bare necessities. Forget about your problems and your how. Wow. Such fun games we
do. Let's do Galapagos Turtle. Or tortoise.
Well, it seems like you know the answer all of a sudden.
I know.
Let's do the Galapagos skin gloss.
I know, but they're so old.
Okay, turtles. Okay, I'll do a turtle. How about a tortoise? The one you most recognizable from like the zoo, the big tortoise.
Like the one you want to ride on?
Yeah, well, if not me, even when I was little, I said, Mommy, I don't think that's PC. A tortoise wasn't brought into the life to haul my fat ass around, Mommy. She went, darling. Okay, what are you looking up over there? Do you want some
tortoise?
Okay. Do we have any guitar like music? I guess our show's really becoming so popular, people are mad.
That's what I read. Everyone's so pissed off how good it is.
By the way, the parody of me doing that on the show is Donald Trump in real life. He thinks that the word will get out there when he does these things. I guess the word out on the street is my show is popular.
Everyone hates me because I'm so good.
And then people go, maybe it's true. Whenever I roam, whenever I blah blah. Are you looking it up?
No, I already know.
Oh. Then why are you staring at your phone?
Because I'm making double sure.
Oh, I thought you were double spacing your texts. I went for it, but I had nothing. Okay, so what are we looking for? A tortoise? Yeah. I'm going to say 85 years. I heard some things. And no, I'm not allowed to admit what it's from, but I know somebody who works at the zoo. You think it's funny?
No.
Well, it's not funny. It's very funny. Go ahead. What did you say? What did I say? 85. Go ahead. John Brand Wagner?
100.
Asshole.
I'm going to say 120.
Fucking assholes. Nah, you guys are real assholes. Why could they be assholes for guessing? Nah, go fuck yourself, all of you. I know what you're doing. Trying to guess the right answer.
Well, could I get intro music for mine?
No, this is all we have. Oh. Look how good John Brand Wagner is. Sorry for the static, everybody. This is being fixed.
Could I get static for mine?
Yes. What do you think?
77.
Wow, what did I say?
80 or 85.
Okay. Go ahead, Eric. Never seen anyone sweating like
because
this
because all it says is over 100 years. The oldest known was 188.
Does that... Woo! 188?
Woo! Woo!
Finally! Woo!
Wait, does that mean I won?
But wait a minute. Nobody lived long enough to know that.
Woo!
Oh!
I got the closest without going over. So. Finally, I'm going to take that victory.
That is the end of our game. This is the end of the game music.
Do it just one more time.
We interrupt this song for a more important song. This is the part of the show. We have a new show. We have a new segment on the show. I guess all the segments and everything, people are like, I guess it's like a totally produced show now. This is a segment where we go around the room and we ask somebody a question about them that we didn't know.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah, and something we don't know about somebody. You didn't have to have time to think about it. Obviously, we didn't, you know. And the way we're going to start is... Well, let me take a deep breath, first of all. I'm revving too high, but I'm enjoying myself. We're going to go in for the close soon. Wow. It goes so quick, these after shows. How long has this one been?
Almost an hour.
Shut up.
Get out.
10 minutes.
No way. Nice.
Oh, it's been 10 minutes. I knew he was lying. Wow. It goes quick. I feel so relaxed right now.
Let's keep going.
I told myself that. I'm a little high stress, but I feel relaxed for high stress.
You look great. Yeah.
Oh, I feel better. That's all I care. That's all I care about. Who would like to start? I'll decide who starts since it is my show. Not to be a jerk. You know what we should do? I guess it's time to start the after show. That was a cold opening. Bullshit.
We play a million jingles for our
boss, Chris Hardwick.
This is Tom Glass.
Todd, 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 Todd.
Todd, 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 Todd.
Todd Glass Show.
Todd Glass Show.
With producer Aristotle.
With producer Aristotle.
Eric Olson.
Eric Olson.
John Brand Wagner.
John Brand Wagner.
Todd Glass Show.
Todd Glass Show.
Ba 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 ba
pa 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 pa. What if JJ listens? He's like, do they really think that replaces the majestic, beautiful sound of my instrument? How about JJ strolling out there on the show before this, which we don't even know what it was? He's got the trumpet. He's playing like, you know.
Well, yeah, it was impressive to play it.
And then he's got a drink in the other hand. Yeah. And he's got his drink. And you hear the ice cube clicking around. And he is wailing away on the trumpet with his other hand to George Carlin. It was beautiful. My back hurts.
Wow. You don't have to brag.
I'll tell you, I'm going to tell you. Hey, hey, hey. The other day, my wife did the thing with the Leonard. With the zebra. I'll tell you, my sonny, I got a hair.
Hey, what do I know?
Hey, mama. Mama. Daddy. Saddy. Frabby.
And I said, that's what you're going for, man?
Well, we got to go in for the close. I'm drenched in happiness.
Are you going to ask questions?
What question? Oh, yeah. So, thank you, Aristotle, for being professional. These other people don't care. You will go first. Anybody in the room a question and something you don't know about them? It doesn't have to be. It could be anything. It could be simple. Don't overthink it. Don't underthink it. There's a very small area that I will accept.
To somebody else at the table?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I not just ask all of you?
No. It's one person. Please. No. Please don't argue with the rules
now,
of the game.
Now you're going to know who my favorite is.
Oh, Aristotle.
Yep. Aristotle, where were you born?
Where were you born? That's a good one. Actually, that's a really nice one. Where were you born? That's a great one. That's definitely a good one. I like that.
Thanks, guys.
Sure.
I was born in Montebello, California, and then raised in Alhambra, California.
See, I didn't know that. For some reason, I thought you were born in Pasadena.
I always say Pasadena because it's easier for people that don't know the area as well.
Oh, it's easier. Okay. I feel tricked. Okay, so Eric Olson.
I'll ask Duncan a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Shit. Were you adopted?
Were you adopted? That's actually an understandable question. Sure, certainly a way to get to know somebody
better. Like that.
But I think I know the answer to that. But
no,
go ahead.
No,
it wasn't. My mom had a C-section. I actually ruined her back because I was such a large
show
kid.
Off. You want nice. People to think you have a big cock? No, I'm all over what you're up to. Sure, my cock is so big. My mom, I threw her back out because I was swaying my cock all over.
Does she bring that up often? Because my mom always tells me, well, then you ruined my bladder.
Oh.
Oh, no, it's just like a thing that happened. Like, it's not a blame thing. It's just like a literal thing.
Well, now you make his mom look crazy. He's like, no, my mom's not a psychopath. And then Eric's like, well, my mom, I guess she is. Why, can I ask you a question? And all the questions are good. What made you think that maybe he was adopted? Or are you just checking?
Just checking.
Just checking. Well, you have to check because, you know, they're all sneaking over the border these days.
Sure.
Even if they have to do it in some a woman's uterus. No, that's how they get over here. That's how they get in. Okay, so, Duncan, you're next.
Todd, what's...
Oh, sure.
What's your most favorite unique meal you've had in your life?
That's a good one. Simple, but it's actually a good
one.
Sure.
Go a lot of places.
You know what? Wow. Oh. You mean that I made or that I've eaten?
Just in general, what you've eaten that's like not run of the mill, something where you're like, oh, I never thought I would have this.
Wow.
Oh, God. You ever put ice cream on Pop-Tarts?
Well, I'm glad that you all... You know what? I'm glad that you...
Can you do that one more time? Do it just one more time.
You know what? I'm going to say, and there's a story, shrimp and grits. I never even thought those things would go together, but there's a soul food place right up the street from my house. It's called, I forget the name of it, but it opened up about a year ago, and everything in there is just ridiculously good. But here's what came out of that. I saw shrimp and grits on the menu, and I thought,
really it was the shrimp and the sauce was like a Thai sauce from Thai food. Like if you went and get chicken Penang, shrimp Penang. You ever get shrimp Penang?
No, I have not.
Well, shrimp Penang is a Thai dish. It's easy to get. So I decided how I was going to make my own version of shrimp and grits. I went and I just would order shrimp Penang from a Thai place. And then I would pre-make like 5 or 6 bowls of grits at my house. I'd use instant grits because I'm not going to complicate it. And I made 6 or 7 bowls of it. I made it extra thick because I knew once the hot Penang went into it, it would soften it. So start with thick. Otherwise, it turns to soup. So I would make it like twice as thick, a bowl of it. It was so thick. And you could just leave it out at room temperature. Then I would get the chicken Penang or shrimp Penang and pour it over it. But I would say shrimp Penang in the last year, something I had that I never had before. Shrimp and grits is what it was called on the menu there. And then I turned it into that dish that I just said.
Shrimp Penang and grits.
It's just shrimp. Shrimp scampi, I meant. I was at the Long John Silver's, and they had. No, it was called shrimp and grits. I'm sorry, I got a little confused there. Shrimp and grits. But I knew I couldn't make a sauce like that, but I knew it was basically shrimp Penang and just pour it over grits. That's the noodle. Instead of pouring it over rice, you pour it over grits. And it's crazy good. But anyway, that's it. Okay, Duncan, Duncan, did you ask anybody?
I just asked you.
I know, it was a joke. Okay, go ahead. Aristotle?
All right. Excuse that I don't quite remember, but what, Eric?
What's your name? He says. With the beard. What's your name?
Wow, that's a really good question. Yeah, what is
it? What were you in again? That I want to say the army or. Which isn't my question just yet, but just to get to that, I guess.
Okay.
To get to my question.
I was in the United States Coast Guard.
What made you join the Coast Guard?
No, no. Well, we're going to show this guy was in the military. Show him a little due respect, Mr. Brad Wagner.
I didn't do too well in school, so I knew college probably wasn't going to be a thing. And I wanted to go in the military. And then the Coast Guard recruiter came to school, and that made sense.
How old were you?
I joined my junior year, so I was in what they call the delayed entry program. So I signed up when I was 17. I went 1 week after I graduated high school.
Damn.
I was so nervous I was going to have to go into the military. To be honest, I didn't remember that until you just brought it up. But when I was 18, I was never so happy to find out that because they didn't know what I was then, because
the military will take dyslexics.
Yeah, well, I was worse than
That's
that.
That's how I went.
I was worse than that. I said I was brain dead. No, I'm just kidding. But why do I have to say I'm just kidding? But anyway, I do have a question because it's my turn now, isn't it?
Correct.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Oh, is it? No one got too personal, but is it okay if I do?
Yeah.
Now, your mom and dad are divorced, right?
Correct.
But when they were alive.
No, they're still alive.
I mean, when they were when they were still married. Did your dad fuck that shit?
Oh!
Ah! That's the end of the show, everybody! Whoa! Oh, ah! Ooh! I got you good! Ah! Oh!
Yeah, one more time.
Ah! I actually thought. Well, first of all, I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. We're going to close with a song, and it was my request to Duncan we could close with a Johnny Cash song. What was the song I requested? The Man in Black, right?
Yeah.
Irk, you have a good time, Irk.
I had a great time.
Do you know any more animals that you never brought up? Like you were ready with?
Oh, there's so many animals.
I know this is game going to go on forever, unlike our candy game.
You know what? I was about to give one, and then now I have to go back and check my facts.
Like who knows how long a giraffe lives?
I was thinking about that.
Oh my!
Do you know?
No.
Well, we'll find out on a future show. So anyway, like we were saying, I thought it would, since Duncan's here and he's got the guitar, we'll put a little reverb in his voice and we'll, wow, I am spent. Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who's long paid for his crime, but he's there because he's a victim of the times. I wear the black for those who've never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why you think he's talking straight to you and me? Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose, in our streak of lightning causing fancy glows. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front there ought to be a man in black. I wear it for the sick and lonely old, for the reckless ones whose bad trip left them cold. I wear the black and mourning for the lives that should have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. And I wear it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. I wear it for 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. But there's things that never be right, I know, and things be changing everywhere you. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. I love to wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay. But I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back till things brighter on than in black.
Duncan Carey, everybody. That's an after show. Everybody's Ray Romano.
Everybody loves Ray Romano.
All right.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you I like.
Now entering Nerdist.com.